Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Things are getting really, really bad for Senator Mark Kelly, and he knows it. Now, for weeks, Kelly's been dismissing the Pentagon's review as just political theater. He's been laughing it off on podcasts, calling it kabuki theater, playing the tough guy. But in the last few days, the laughing stopped, and the panic is starting to palpably set in. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here with breaking news and analysis you're not going to get anywhere else. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The walls are indeed closing in on Senator Mark Kelly. As many of you know, Kelly appeared in that video with the five other Democrats urging troops to disobey what they called illegal orders from the Trump administration, a video that deliberately attempted to disrupt and destabilize the U.S. military chain of command, even though not a single one of the seditious six could cite a single command that was even remotely illegal. But as part of the consequences for that idiotic and seditious stunt, Kelly is now facing a nightmare situation. The Pentagon has officially moved his case from a preliminary review to what's called a full command investigation. So this isn't just a headline anymore. This is a very serious legal process that promises to explode into a full-blown political earthquake. It's the exact same mechanism that took down Lieutenant William Calley. If you remember back in 71, he was the U.S. Army officer convicted by court-martial for the premeditated murder of 22 unarmed South Vietnamese civilians during the My Lai massacre. Or Chelsea Manning, you might remember that, the former U.S. Army intelligence analyst who was convicted by court-martial back in 2013. For violating the Espionage Act after leaking hundreds of thousands of classified military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks. Bo Bergdahl as well, he was court-martialed for desertion. The process that Kelly is going through right now, as we speak, is the exact same process that all of these court-martial situations went through. And the moment that realization of what all of this really means, the moment that settled in, we watched a sitting U.S. senator go into a full-blown public meltdown.
Folks, you got to understand that our military swears an oath to the Constitution, not to a person, not to the president. A note that requires them to refuse illegal orders. And, we still don't know if they're actually going to try to follow through on this court-martial of me, but we do know that they're moving forward with something, this command investigation, as they call it. I want all of you to know that no matter what happens to me, I am not backing down, because this really isn't about me. This is about all of us. This is about every member of the military, every retired person, every U.S. citizen.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is the go-to playbook for every single Democrat who gets caught in illegal activity. I mean, this isn't about me. This is about us. This is about us. This is about all of us. No. No. Sorry, Senator Kelly. This is all about you. In fact, it's entirely about you. We didn't blatantly commit sedition. You did. Don't hide behind us. This all belongs to you. Now, true to form, what you just heard there was a blatant lie. All right, you just heard Mark Kelly claim that the Constitution requires a military personnel to refuse illegal orders, right? You heard him say that. We take an oath. We don't take an oath to a man. We take an oath to the Constitution, and the Constitution requires us to refuse illegal orders. You heard that. In fact, all the seditious six, every one of them, have been spreading that exact same lie. The law does not, I repeat, does not at any point require that military personnel have a duty to disobey unlawful orders. That is a blatant lie that the Seditious Six are routinely spreading. The law does not at any point say that military personnel have a duty to disobey unlawful orders. What the law does say is that they have a duty to disobey manifestly unlawful orders. And that one word makes all the difference. Orders that are clearly, objectively, unanimously recognized by all as illegal, by everyone involved. What is so blatantly seditious here is you've got an entire political party that's been claiming that deploying the National Guard is unlawful, that blowing up Venezuelan narco-terrorist boats is unlawful. But obviously there's a difference of opinion on that. But the fact that there's a difference of opinion completely pulls the rug out from under the notion of manifestly unlawful. A manifestly unlawful order, by definition, is recognized as illegal by everyone. Whereas an order that the Democrats simply don't like, by definition, is not manifestly unlawful. So that's why Kelly and the Seditious Six are blatantly lying here. They're leaving out the key qualifier for disobeying, for a legal disobedience of unlawful orders. And that's the manifest qualification. It must be considered illegal by everyone, not just a bunch of rabidly woke leftists. Now, you can hear the panic in that video. Mark Kelly is not a civilian. He's a retired Navy captain receiving a pension, and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that means he belongs to them. And a command investigation isn't just a casual chat. It's a formal, structured, fact-finding process ordered by a military commander. It's governed by strict military law, not civilian opinion. And its sole purpose is to gather evidence to determine if a service member committed misconduct. And here's the kicker. The investigation is the gateway. It is the specific legal prerequisite that allows the military to move to administrative discipline, non-judicial punishment, or in the most serious cases, an Article 32 hearing, which is the military equivalent of a grand jury before a general court martial. So this is exactly what President Trump has been calling for days ago. He took to Truth Social and wrote, quote, "There are laws that impact our nation. Read Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387. Whoever, with the intent to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, morale, or discipline of the military and naval forces is to be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years. And then he cited Commander Kirk Lippold as giving that commentary, citing that. And he said, Trump said, this is right on point. Do what must be done. So Trump, from day one of this stunt, has been calling for a court-martial. Kelly knows this. He served for decades. He knows that once this door opens, he loses control of the narrative. The military justice system don't care about your Senate seat. It don't care about it doesn't care about your rhetoric or anything like that. It cares only about the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And as a retiree drawing a pension, Kelly is still subject to that code. So how's he handling it? Well, pretty badly. Waiting till you see his answer that he gave at the latest press conference regarding his court-martial. This is going to absolutely make your day. Do you know what the new thing is among the ultra wealthy? Do you know where so many of them are putting their money these days? They're moving their funds into limited supply crypto assets that thrive during economic volatility. And so the simple question is here, gang, what are you waiting for? I mean, when are you going to bite the bullet and finally get into what many are calling the biggest wealth opportunity in human history? Well, if you're ready to take that step, meet your best new friend, BlackTrust IRA, a groundbreaking government-approved crypto solution that's redrawing the map for generational wealth protection, letting you invest just like the rich elite. Their Animus AI platform has crushed the market, outperforming Bitcoin by over 250% since 2022, giving you the powerful tools needed to protect your future. Don't let the rich get richer while your savings dwindle away. Head to TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now and talk to a wealth protection expert. And when you open an account with them, you'll get a free $2,500 funding bonus to use right away. It's amazing stuff. Don't wait on this, gang. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com to secure your family's future today.
Surprised by the answer.
Has DOJ reached out to you at all as a part of their investigation?
The last thing I heard from DOD regarding me personally was in 2011 when I retired from the United States Navy and was given the Legion of Merit for my service. So again, yeah, this is all a bunch of bullshit. And the reason why, I think, is because this is just about sending a message to retired service members, active duty service members, government employees. Do not speak out against this president or there will be consequences.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that's the related talking point. This isn't about me, right? This isn't about me. This is about all of us. We stand together. We stand against this president. No, I'm sorry, Senator Kelly. No, this is about you. It's about you. This is all you. It's about you blatantly lying about the constitutional oath taken by our servicemen and women. You blatantly lied about it in order to deliberately destabilize the chain of command in our military, which puts our entire nation at risk. This is all about you and your seditious act. Nice try at deflection, but it's all you. Now, another deflection Kelly has been consistently throwing out there is he's, and of course the legacy media has been amplifying it because, you know, the Democrats and the media are one. They're basically the same. One runs for office and the other one runs to cameras. But there's this claim that Pete Hegseth himself often stated in the past that military members should refuse illegal orders. So Kelly's basically running with this accusation that Hegseth is a hypocrite. Kelly isn't, you know, in other words, Kelly isn't doing anything that Hegseth didn't himself do. But again, true to form, Kelly is misleading us here. There's a massive legal distinction that Kelly is praying you don't notice. So in 2016, when Hegseth was a civilian commentator discussing hypothetical war crimes, he did make some comments like that. Mark Kelly, by contrast, is a retired naval officer still taking a pension, a sitting U.S. senator who used his rank to tell active duty troops to question their chain of command without citing a single actual illegal order. That's the definition of good order and discipline violations under the USMJ. You cannot throw the chain of command into question based on vibes or based on your own political radicalism. When you do that as an officer, as Kelly blatantly did, you are playing with fire. Bottom line, Kelly is trying to generate public sympathy because he knows he has no legal ground to stand on. He knows that. He knows his public comments misrepresented the Constitution. He knows his public comments misrepresented the legal requirements of military members. He knows that. He's not an idiot. I think when all is said and done, Mark Kelly is trying to position himself, or was trying to position himself, for 2028. He looked at how Gavin Newsom's poll numbers went up immediately after he started confronting President Trump. And so Kelly took a page from that playbook and tried to exploit his military service in precisely that capacity. And it boomeranged on him. He stepped in it. He literally stepped on a landmine. And now he's facing the very well-deserved consequences. The Seditious Six video wasn't just a political stunt. It was a retired captain telling the military and the intelligence community to prepare to defy the commander-in-chief. That's not just dangerous. That's not merely reckless. It is, in the eyes of both the President of the United States and the Secretary of War, seditious. And for the first time in a long time, the Pentagon is saying, actions have consequences. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.